my eyes play the role of two birds. The birds like to fly from one branch to another. Here, these two birds bring down peace, light, and bliss from above, and then they offer light and delight to those who are interested or inspired in climbing up the divine tree that we have brought into existence. And some seekers want to climb up to a particular branch, while others want to climb up to another branch. So whichever branch they want to climb up to, my birds offer them light and delight. I know that here on earth, each and every individual wants only one thing, satisfaction. This satisfaction can be founded only in our heart's oneness with the soul. And the soul has already established its inseparable eternal oneness with the Supreme. So heart is unification, heart is oneness with the soul reality, which is part and parcel of the transcendental reality. So I tell them to enter into the heart just because I feel and I know that there is only one way for them to achieve satisfaction, and that way is to enter into the heart and grow into an aspiring heart. At that time, I do not concentrate on each individual. As I told you before, they become part and parcel of the lotus that by infinite grace of the Supreme that I grow into. Here, a lotus does not, I do not count as a human being. I do not start, when I do something, I do not start counting how many noses do I have, or how many eyes do I have, how many arms do I have, how many legs do I have. No, no. When I know I have a body, and means these limbs comprise my body. So people who come to meditate become part and parcel of my existence, inner and outer. So when I meditate, at that time I feel whatever I achieve, they too achieve. Only thing is that according to their receptivity they achieve. I don't have to concentrate. When I do something at that time, when I write something, I do not concentrate on my hands. Only I execute the will of the Supreme. My hand is an instrument. I am an instrument. My legs are an instrument. My eyes are an instrument. My nose is an instrument. We are all instruments. But all the instruments are focusing attention only on one object, and that object is obedience to the inner law or the inner command. So individually I don't have to concentrate on them. Why? It is not necessary. They have become part and parcel of my experience tree or realization tree. There is only one inner command. That inner command is service. I have to be ready inwardly and outwardly all the time to be of service to the aspiring humanity. I used to sympathize with the poor critical minds, the poor critics. Perhaps they have been deceived a few times, therefore they don't want to be deceived anymore. Now I used to say that Just because they have been deceived a few times, that doesn't mean that they will be deceived every time. Now, if one wants to learn something, if one wants to grow into something, and if he knows that there is only one way, and that way is to learn from someone who already knows it. Now, just because he has been deceived a few times by a few false teachers, that does not mean he will stop searching for the truth, eternal truth, eternal light. No, if he has sincere thirst, then he has to go to somebody else, in order to quench his thirst if the previous ones have disappointed him. Now, here at this point, I used to say, if one holds a critical mind, then he is making a deplorable mistake. A critic is he who knows everything, or who professes to be a man of tremendous wisdom. Now, if he is a critic, and if he feels that he knows really something, then he is already on a high pedestal, and he cannot play the role of a seeker, student. So if he has already become a teacher, then why does he have to go to another teacher? A critical mind means a teacher who is in a position, or wants to be in a position, to judge. Now, if he has become already a judge, then he does not have to go to anybody else to learn something of the reality. So when we want to approach someone, we have to feel the necessity of a student's heart. We have to feel that it is the student in us that wants to know and wants to learn. So if the student criticizes the teacher, and if the student enjoys a critical mind, then the teacher has every right to tell the student that, my boy, find out some other teacher. I am the wrong person. So if I have to play the role of a student, then I will go to the teacher with an open mind, an open heart, so that I can receive some light from him. As you know, I am neither a tiger nor a lion. And how is it that they find it difficult to approach me? They find it difficult to approach me precisely because they have not been able to establish an inner oneness with me. If they have already established an inner oneness, then they will not suffer from fear. No, even an iota of fear will not be able to enter into their mind or their hearts if they have established oneness with my aspiration or with my realization. Just because they have not been able to establish oneness with the aspiration or realization that I wanted to offer, they find it extremely difficult to approach me. It is not my eyes that create my problem for them. It is not my personality that creates problem for them. What creates problem for them is the unconscious, deplorable sense of separativity. If the seeker enters into me, the seeker will get what he wants from me. But if I enter into the seeker, then I will give the seeker what he needs most. Sometimes it happens that when we enter into a shop, if there are quite a few things, we are puzzled to some extent, and we take quite a few things that need not be of immediate use. But if the shopkeeper is a very wise man, if shopkeeper happens to be the father, and he knows what the child needs most at the present time, then he will bring only that particular thing to this child, for he knows that the child will definitely need that particular thing most in his life at that stage. If you are in a boat, you have to have faith in the boatman. Now, if all the passengers in the boat start piloting the boat, then the boat will sink. So here, if one boatman is needed to do a particular job for a few hours, then that particular teacher should be given the chance, and the passengers should remain there silent with a receptive heart. Here I am not asking them to give up their individuality. Only I'll play my role, they will play their roles. Their role is to aspire, and my role is to lead them to the destined goal. So they have to do their job and I will do my job. No, we are not supposed to feel anything. Only we are going to allow the reality to make us feel the way the reality wants us to feel it. If we say that we are going to feel this, then we are indulging in preconceived ideas. We have to feel something, either it is peace or light or bliss. But how do you know that God wants us to feel peace and not power? We must not have any preconceived ideas as to what we are going to feel. Only we have to become a conscious instrument for the things or for the reality to work in and through us. If you feel, if you are going to have an idea as to what we are going to feel, then we shall be deluded, for we have formed some ideas unconsciously in our mind that this is going to happen, that is going to happen. No. Whatever is going to happen will happen in its own way. We must not expedite it, for we do not know what we are going to get.